Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and
me,
it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, you got satin shoes.
7 a.m. here on 97.3 The Fan. Ben and Woods back together. Second day as Woods returns from his paternity leave. So how did the first work day after you went home yesterday?
The day was phenomenal.
Turned out.
Yeah, we went on a nice long family walk.
Did you get out the F-150 stroller?
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah, took the old F-150 stroller out. Takes up the entire sidewalk. Sorry, residents of Encinitas. We had a nice, lovely walk. And what else? Made some dinner. And then all hell broke loose when the baby just wouldn't sleep last night. My wife and I got in a fight at like 3 o'clock in the morning. So that was always fun. It's good. It's really great. Super.
You sound happy.
Yeah, I'm super happy. I'm tired is what I am. I'm kind of fried, but I got a workout in yesterday, so that's rare and nice. Got a nice little garage where I can do some training in there, so that was fun.
You'll be tired now for the next
100 years.
At least year or two.
Oh, dude. Bo still kicks my ass.
Yeah, I know, but at some point they will get to an age where you won't be quite as tired at every moment.
Something tells me I'll be living in a studio apartment in PB by the time that happens, just based on the events of last night. It's fine.
PB.
It is what it is. It's affordable.
I tend to avoid PB.
Well, I do too, Ben. I'm 45 years old, but, you know, sometimes, you know, again, we talked a lot.
Not that some neighborhoods aren't lovely. It's
right.
Just, it's not on the way anywhere. Hard to get to.
Well, we talked this morning about, you know, being able to afford things. This is a very expensive place to live. And if my wife does, in fact, kick me out, which I fully expect her to do at some point, I'll need a studio apartment somewhere, right? Me living in Mission Valley, just having my lunch over at Fashion Valley Mall at the food
that
court.
That seems somewhat...
That's more me, right?
Kind of sad for you, the way I'm picturing it. Just right across from Fashion Valley, you walk over to the food court every day?
Yeah, just walk over, grab some... That Asian place that I like over there, that like kind of poor man's hibachi, but yeah. Still pretty good.
The guys at the counter will know you.
We'll
say usual
you
order.
Yeah,
the sir. Usual.
Yes, double chicken, double shrimp. You know the deal. I'm paying $2,300 a month. I have those.
You have custody every other Saturday.
Yeah, every other Saturday. And I have those Asian screens,
yeah,
in my house.
Set up more room.
Here's your cot, Bo. That's your cot, Taylor. No, you can't play Dad's PS4 because I've never upgraded to the PS5. And what are we doing this weekend? I don't. We're gonna go walk on the beach. How about that? Doesn't seem that out of the realm of possibility, does it, everybody? I'm telling you, man. It puts a tremendous strain. No sleep puts a strain on anybody's. Like, we've all experimented. Well, Paul, you and I have experimented with certain mind-altering substances in our life. Ben never has. The most mind-altering thing you can do is have no sleep. It really is like, if that's the most effed up you're ever going to be, is just don't sleep.
That's what's been wrong with me for the last few years.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So
every time I can't think of someone's name, I'm going, am I kind of going early onset?
Am I losing it?
Dementia here? Or what is going on? But maybe I'm just tired and I can't think straight.
I'm telling you, man, it's really tough. It's really tough. So we're having a rough time.
So you said something just a second ago. You talked about walking on the beach. And that triggered something in my brain. Something happened last week. I need to share, and I need to get your guys' thoughts on this. So my beloved wife, Megan, had a birthday last week. And part of her birthday festivities, she wanted to go for a walk down on Coronado.
Now, a quick question before you get to your story.
Okay.
There was a sandcastle there. Did you have that sandcastle made for her?
Would you believe me if I said yes?
No.
No.
I didn't.
You didn't? You didn't know that sandcastle's there every day. They have.
Oh, it's the same one?
I think he changes it up a little bit, but they have like somebody that from the hotel, I would assume.
It's badass.
Goes out there. And
I was like, dude, Paul just outkicked all of us.
Well, it says like on one side, you know, happy holidays.
Right.
And then it had the date on the other, which we weren't really expecting that. We're kind of walking around it like, oh, it's November 25th. There it is. But before we get to the beach, so we go to grab some coffee. To walk around, drink our coffee, have some fun on the beach. We're standing in line, and I really try not to eavesdrop on people. I overheard a conversation between two parents and their two children that is going to stick with me maybe forever.
What happened?
It was so uncomfortable. There was the daughter, she's about 8 years old, and she was being a brat. You probably know the feeling.
I do. Very much so.
Very much being a brat and not putting up with any of her dad's BS. And instead of, you know, hey, you know, Sarah, knock it off.
Pipe down, yeah.
Hey, no dessert, if you know, anything like that. This dad starts, like, belittling his daughter.
No.
His 8-year-old daughter.
No.
Again, not like, hey, watch your mouth, or hey, you're going to get grounded. Nothing normal like that. It was, you know, I don't know her name, Sarah. You're not funny.
Oh, God.
You're not fun to be around. Nobody is happier when you walk into a room.
Oh, God.
I'm like, and we're standing there. We're like, oh, my freaking God.
And you're like, oh, it's so uncomfortable.
You're going to be a really messed up 24-year-old.
Yeah, there's no
doubt. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh, God, just start writing the therapy checks.
Bro,
now,
that's awful.
It gets worse.
How?
The mom is sitting right there. I am fully expecting this mom to
light the dad up,
jump to her daughter's aid and be like, calm down, dude. Like, it's not that big of a, she's being an 8-year-old girl. Like, calm down. She says this. She says, can't you see how upset? And I'm thinking, oh, she's going to, can't you see how upset you're making our daughter? Like, stop it. No. She takes her husband's side and goes to her daughter, can't you see how upset you're making daddy?
Oh, God.
And this girl just doesn't stop. I mean, like, knocked over a water bottle all over their, the floor of the table.
Oh, my God.
And he goes, oh, cool. Now all of our stuff is soaking wet because you had to knock down the water bottle. Way to go. You're like, just, like, the worst kind of, like, criticism. Like, oh, my God. Maybe I need to start eavesdropping more because if that's the kind of gold that's out there. But we were, like, shocked. We could not stop thinking about it all day long.
But I'm assuming you didn't obviously say
intervene.
No, you can't do that.
You can't
pretend like I had no idea they even existed.
So uncomfortable.
Yet we all agree that that's inappropriate parental behavior. That's doing damage.
Right?
Psychic damage, psychological damage to your children at some point.
Terrible.
Like, how many times, I'm sure, daily, Bo gets on your nerves or knows he's pushing your button, purposely trying to push your buttons.
He's the master at it.
You don't come up to him and be like, Bo, I regret having you.
Yeah, you're the worst thing that ever happened. You're a burden. You're a cross to bear. No, man, never.
You make every room darker that you enter.
That's,
you know,
awful. Right? That's the thing that sticks out to me. I have told him before, though. This is true. He does this thing where he tests me, and I get mad. And, you know, I've said to him, but he'll look at me like later after everybody's calmed down. He'll go, Dad, are you happy? You happy? And I looked at him, and I go, I'm not. And he goes, why? And I go, buddy.
This is after a little
respite, yeah, and then after a little break, and I'll say, buddy, When you act that way, it's not fun to be around you, man. It's just not fun for daddy
when
to
you
be
act
when
that
you
way.
Act that way. Oh, other than that, he's straight.
That's
you know?
So different. Like, yeah. that's a learning experience. Like,
yeah.
that's a
it's
conversation.
Hard,
and, you know, you hope at 2.5 years old or whatever that he's able to register at least
yep.
some of that. This was like...
Did
way
you,
beyond
Benny,
that.
Your boy, you got two boys. Were they ever? Did they hit that bratty phase as toddlers?
I would say that they were pretty good as toddlers.
Yeah, and Bo's pretty good. He's not great, but he's pretty good.
Yeah,
and I'll take pretty good.
They weren't. I mean, you know, they got into their obviously share of mischief, and you got to keep an eye on them at all times. But they weren't like the relentlessly testing our limits for kids. So. In that respect, I think I got lucky there.
I mean, I think I got exactly what I bargained for and exactly the kind of kid, you know, I probably was when I hit like 15 or 16, though. But Bo, like, he pushes me and him. We're going to be really, really close, obviously. But there's going to be some battles. There's no question about it. He's a fighter. He's a fighter, and I'm a fighter. So this is it. And the other one is just seems to be really sweet and nice, except for him staying up all night last night. Now, Paulie, that's an awful story. That dad should be ashamed of himself.
Yeah, man.
That's terrible.
It was really uncomfortable.
And look, man, I understand losing it. I've lost it. I have fully lost it in my house and like beat my head against the wall.
If he would have just yelled or got up and left or said, you know what, we're leaving, I would have fully understood that.
Yeah, the meltdown.
It was the like psychological warfare that was going on.
That's
I was like,
so sketchy.
Dude, that is not... I don't like this at all.
You know, there is that dilemma as a parent. Especially if you're conscious of other people. You don't want your kids to be bothering other people who might be out.
It makes you terrified, doesn't it? Yeah.
Our kids were so good. You know, we would take them out to restaurants. We kind of trained them pretty early. We would sometimes get compliments from other diners
they
left. There is no better feeling as a parent when someone walks out of the restaurant. I just had to stop and say that your kids
are so well-behaved.
So well-behaved. It makes you feel like an absolute parental god if that ever happens in that situation.
100%.
And I don't think we did anything, you know, unusual. There wasn't like some training program. I think we just got lucky. And they happened to be good and were good at entertaining themselves for, you know, decent amounts of periods of time while sitting in a restaurant. But that does make you feel good when that happens.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's the parents, they can screw you up, you know, and I don't want to screw my kid up. I want to be, you know, normal and patient and stuff. And I do a decent job. But yeah, man, I definitely have my days where I'm like, bro, you are killing me. You're killing me right now. You're pushing me to my limits right now. But, you know, at the end of the day, you apologize. I always apologize if I get mad or whatever. I always apologize. And he apologizes, too. And that's really all you can do. But that's a gnarly story.
Ugh. All right, we are coming up in the second half here of Ben and Woods. I want to get back into some of the discussions we had yesterday involving the Padres and potential ways to improve the roster. They are facing a big decision coming up, Woodsy, in the next 24 hours so.
Tomorrow's a huge
The non-tender deadline. And more speculation out there that Tommy Pham could be on the chopping block, a non-tender candidate, which would save the Padres. I mean, they probably have to pay him close to $10 million in arbitration or, you know, a one-year salary to bring him back. Is he worth it, or would you rather reallocate those funds? I am torn on this one because I would love to see a healthy Tommy Pham for a full season.
Yes.
I just don't know if we're going to get that or not in 2021.
If the Padres do, in fact, decide to part ways with him, can he sue them?
The Padres?
Can he sue the Padres?
No. No, I don't think so.
He cannot.
I didn't get it. Oh, because of his frivolous lawsuit.
His litigious.
I was like, can he?
Well,
can he?
If the Padres do part ways with him, his lawsuit all of a sudden seems to have more merit.
It absolutely does.
Hey, they would have taken me up for $10 million.
Yeah.
They ended up cutting me. It may have had to do with this injury. Now I'm suing. That almost makes me feel like, does Tommy and Pham know what's coming? And that's why he filed the lawsuit, because he felt like
a preemptive strike.
Like he knows that the non-tender is coming. Now, again, the Padres don't really have a solution out there. Who is available? Eno Saris suggested yesterday that the Padres, there was an interesting name that he suggested that they potentially go after, especially if they non-tender Tommy Pham. Did you see this?
I did.
Jock Peterson.
Yep.
of the Dodgers, who was a free agent as well.
Tawan Walker as well was in there.
He actually had a trio of players that he said, if the Padres picked up these three, bring back Trevor Rosenthal, sign Tawan Walker to add to their starting rotation, and bring in Jock Peterson as a corner outfielder, that would make them a top three team in terms of WAR projection in all of baseball for 2021. Those three moves at basically the same cost for last year's team, that would be the best way to go statistically for the Padres moving forward.
I'm not mad
really?
At it.
I'm not
mad at it, to be honest. Jock is not one of the Dodgers that I loathe. It's not Chris Taylor or Max Muncy.
He did not have a good season, but he could potentially bounce back a little bit. And you know, given a different situation,
well, they tried to trade him to the Angels. Artie Moreno, you know, put the kibosh on that. I mean, he has good postseason.
Strikes out a lot.
Isn't that the game though? Today?
That's the game. I mean, they're talking about Joey Gallo as well, who strikes out a ton, but he gets on base, he walks homers or strikeouts. He's the three outcome guy.
So I want you to kind of think about that. We're going to discuss it, and then Eno is going to join us in our 8 o'clock hour, 8:35, on some of these ideas that he's been writing about that involve our San Diego Padres. So that is ahead. Coming up next, though. Don't do this, Woods.
Yeah. So we were going to do the story about the dad blowing the marriage proposals, but we did that in real or fake, Benny. So what else do you have?
I have a quarterback's mother taking to social media.
Oh, it's never good.
It's never great.
It's never good.
I've got a fan of a football team taking to social media after his team lost, and
it's a don't do this, but it's also very, because it's so bad, it's very much a do this.
That is coming up next. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Let's check traffic right now. Here's Kelly Danick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.